So I am here with Chrissy Shipp. We've already had half an hour chat, Chrissy, but the reason why I really came to see you today was because you've been doing something particularly exciting with your time over lockdown. Tell me about that. What have you been up to?
Well, we went for a walk through a place called Kensington Gardens, which isn't far from here, where I live in Pakefield. And somebody had carved a little fairy door into one of the trees. So by the time we got home, I said to Ashley, who's my husband, I said, I'm going to write a story for the youngest grandchildren about the fairies who live behind the door. So that's how it started. And I sent them one story, and they seemed to like that. So I then sent them, you know, another few through. And it all went from there. And then Ashley encouraged me, really, to submit them for publishing, because he said, you know, when the children are older and they've got children and we're not here anymore, it will be something for them to show them. So that's what I did. I really enjoyed writing them. We're not very computer literate, so it was a bit of a shock when I had to submit them to the publisher that I'd chosen to find that they said, enclose your word count. And I thought, word count? So, of course, there we were, manually counting how, you know, 1, 2, 3, how many words we'd done. And then doing it again and getting a different figure. So in the end, I just sent them off and said, do you know what? This is an approximate number of the words. However, we've counted them manually, and they seem to accept that.
It all turned out all right, because actually, coming into your lovely home today, though, I saw some gorgeous books that have come back from the publisher, glossy covered, beautiful illustrations on the front as well. So you must have been so excited when they came through eventually.
Well, I was excited, yeah, because you do these things, don't you? And I left it to the publisher to do the illustrations. And I was really pleased with what they did. It was quite difficult to do as a publisher when you've never done anything like that before. And so I had a look down the lists, and the publishers that I chose, which was Shieldcrest, were top of the list for what they do. And I went with it, and they've been really great. You know, they've been lovely.
Oh,
and it is exciting. Particularly, you know, when you're older and you do it and you think, oh, yes, I've done that.
Yeah, it's a massive achievement. And what I loved about the stories, you were kind enough to send some over for me, was that there's characters in there. When I was reading it, two of the children in the book, Max and Olivia, I straight away thought, okay, these are special people in Chrissy's lives. But it wasn't just the children characters, was it? Also, there's a secret about the lighthouse keeper in one of your stories.
Yeah, Ashley belongs to Coast Watch, and there's a lighthouse in Pontins Holiday Camp, and the Coast Watch work from there, really, and he's a volunteer there. And he did say one day, why don't you write a story about the lighthouse? And I thought, yeah, why don't I? So I did. And it's just about how, what we do, we tell the grandchildren that the reason we don't see pirates is because granddad watches out for them and they don't come.
I love that you've given him a hero status in the book. Have you ever put yourself in any of the stories?
No. I've written short stories for a lot of my life, really, but I've only ever done them for my own. I've just done them and that's it, and shoved them in the drawer, really, out of the way. So I've never submitted anything for publishing before.
Okay, this is the first time.
This is the first time, yeah. I am working on another book at the moment, which isn't a children's story, but it's a follow-up from when I was asked to write some scripts for television based on a dating experiences that I had. Nothing ever came of it. Nothing ever came of that. But I'm going to try and turn it into a book, so I am working on that at the moment.
But sometimes it is just about taking the temperature of what's going on at the time, and people do need a bit of light entertainment at the moment, don't they?
Well, they do seem to, yeah, they do. But this time, however, we've discovered on the computer there's a little thing that says word count.
Thank goodness. When you start getting into adult book realms, it's going to take you an awfully long time.
Could you imagine? I'd probably be 105 and still counting.
I'm so glad that you've learned that. That is good news. Now, going back to your fantastic stories, there seems to be a theme that kind of troubles can be overcome if you have a little bit of faith. Do you think for children that's something they need to be taught, that they can overcome tricky situations?
I hope so. the first story, really, that was the very first one that I did, and I wanted to bring in a little bit about the COVID. So what I've said about is how Olivia and Max find this little fairy house and believe that the fairies are there, which they are, of course. And then I just sort of, towards the end of it, I sort of said, well, one day children will be able to see their grandparents, see their friends, play together. All this will be over, but in the meantime, the fairies help to keep us safe, because when the children are fast asleep at night, the special fairies come and sprinkle all this little magic dust, fairy dust. But it only works if children remember to stay 2 metres apart and wash their hands for as long as it takes to sing Happy Birthday. So that was a little bit of a sort of current topical thing, if you like.
And give them that sort of give them light a little at bit the end of the tunnel.
Yeah, a little bit of it's going to be okay, because I mean, the dedication in the front of the book is to all of our grandchildren. We've got 6. I don't want them just to have magic in their lives because they're little.
Do you think, for you, has this been a way for you to escape the reality a little bit as well?
Well, I do lose myself in books. So, yeah, I suppose it has in a way. I mean, if I do pick, that's why I buy a lot of short story books, because once I get into a book, I don't want to put it down. And, of course, you can't sit your whole life just reading, can you really? So it's a bit of escapism. I think, I don't know if magic's the right word, but I think when you get older, you need to believe in that good things are going to happen.
Yeah.
And I think a little bit of magic is part of that, really.
Have you always been into sort of children's literature? And
I've never written a children's story before, but I did when I was working. I was a diabetes sister, specialist sister. And I did work with children with diabetes initially, and built up the community services for them. And so I've always been a little bit children orientated. I do like working with children.
Yeah.
And our grandchildren live almost 200 miles away, so we don't see them every 5 minutes. So writing the stories for them was another way, you know, to keep in touch. And also, the youngest of 6 and 7, and it was nice for them to have something come through the post with their name on it. It was sort of quite exciting for them, I think.
I can't imagine how excited they'll be when they get the real book three.
Because all they've had is when I typed up on the computer without a webcam. and they've just had that in that form through the in the post. So, yeah, we're excited to see send it through. So they'll be excited, I think, to see their name in print.
And so when can we expect to be able to order these?
Probably when this interview goes out, they will be available, and when they are available, they will be available in they're going to be made available to WH Smith's, Waterstones, Book Depository and Blackwell. So they will be able to get them there. Also, I will have an author's webpage, and they'll be available through that as well. That was like Shieldcrest author's webpage, and it will be available through them. And there's a photographer called Paul Peake who's in Lowestoft. And he does just for fairies and elves. He goes around the countryside, set up this lovely scenario for all these fairies, like, you know, elves, like Wonderland. And the children go there and have their photographs taken. And he's actually been kind enough to say we'll take some of my books with him.
Oh, to see if we can
sort of sell some when he's around the country doing that. What he does actually, it looks really lovely. It's so sparkly and children, it's lovely. I think children grow up so quickly, don't they? Particularly now, I think, that when you've got the magic of childhood and the real fantasy, and it's just lovely.
And so looking forward to the future, you've spoken about some of your exciting things coming up with your website and obviously the photographer as well. Can we expect some more stories from you?
Possibly. Possibly, you never know.
Next time you're out on a walk and you spot something that inspires you. Well, thank you so much, Chrissy. It's been a real pleasure chatting to you and interviewing you. And I'll make sure that I give out all your details and things for everybody so that they can order your books first and foremost, just in time for Christmas. This is strategic, isn't it?
Yeah.
I like it. And also to check out your website and what other projects are going on for you as well. So good luck with all of it.
Thank you so much, Charlie.